Shri Rupam Shakrishartam Agamadatanam Sambhayam Shadvaitam Shadakutam Krishna Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Bhagavan Bhagavanaya Vadita Sri Vishakam Sitam Hey Krishna Kurna Sintha Neen Vandha Tukatpate Otesha Kodika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindana Neshwari Prasabhanu Sute Dinti Pranamani Tvai Priyare Vanchampo Kata Guru Yascha Kripa Sindho Yayvasa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasanito Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Are you doing Bangla or not?
First of all, we'd like to invite all of you saintly people to check your cell phones.
Sarvapratham sabhai ke bola hocche dekha.
Hare Krishna. Sarvapratham sabhai ke bola hocche dekha kache mobile phone thaken tale silent mode rakhun na to bond kore den.
And pocket cameras in the pocket. So we're gathered at the lotus feet of Lord
Jagannath.
The Lord of the universe. The Jagat means the universe and that means the Lord.
Jagat hoche ei samasta jagat ebong nath hoche tar pati.
Sarvaloka Maheshwara in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna declares himself to be the supreme controller of all the planetary systems.
Bhagavad Gita bola hoche je Bhagavan hocchen Sarvaloka Maheshwara arthat samasta loker tini niyantran karta ebong palon karta.
The unfortunate demons don't acknowledge the Lord of the universe.
Kintu durbhag asura ei gyaner madhye tara apabruto hoyeche.
Or the person is misled by such demons. Which means much of the modern world. Asatyam pratishtam te jagadavaranishara aparaspara sambhutam timandyan kama vishikam. They have their own idea that the world has no Isha, no controller. The Lord says, Mayadhyakshena prakriti sujite sacharachana sacharachana etunanena gomdiya jagati parivartate. The whole world is going on under my supervision.
Bhagavan Bhagavad Gita Vulasan, Maya Dakshana Prabhupati, Sweta Sataracharam, Hetanane Panteva, Jagat Vivayotati. Atta Santa Sor Acha, Sadhguru, Bhagavanra Nintranandin.
Hetanane Panteva. He is the supreme cause, Sarvakarana Karana.
Hetanane Panteva. Tinhachin Sarvakarana Param Karana.
But the demons think that there's no cause. The universe just is. Or it comes out of essentially nothing. Material nature just organizes itself. With no God in control. Or they think that the world doesn't even exist. It's just an illusion, it's not really here. But as Srila Prabhupada points out, although they say that it's unreal, they're very busy in trying to exploit and enjoy that unreality. Sometimes they have a slogan, Brahma Satya Jagannita. Only the Absolute is real and the world is false. But Srila Prabhupada points out, if the Absolute Truth is real, then how can the world be false? If the tree is real, how do you say that the fruit is false? If everything is the... In the Shastra, the whole world consists of the energies of Param Brahma, of the Supreme. Oh, if the Absolute Truth is real, why should his energies be declared false? The world is also real, but it's the inferior energy of the Lord. Therefore, bhutva, bhutva, pradiyate, here everything is created and destroyed again and again. So the world has a propriety. And that proprietor is
Krishna.
And he demands sarva dharma pratyajya mamekarsha. Give up all your nonsense and surrender to me. That's the real business of the living being, is to render devotional service, not to try to enjoy the Lord's property. The Lord is the actual enjoyer. Bhoktaram yagyatadasam. He's the supreme enjoyer also. Another name of Lord Jagannath is Purushottam. Purusha means enjoyer. And Uttam means transcendental or supreme. We're also trying to be enjoyers, purusha. But what kind of purushas are we? We're the purushas who are suffering like dogs. Purusha, prakriti stavi, punte prakriti jan gunan. Karnam guna sangasya sadasayoni sangasya. The so-called purusha tries to exploit and enjoy prakriti, the resources of the material energy. And bhunkte, prakriti janaguna, wants to enjoy what's produced by the material nature. Yeah. fiber in different modes.
এবং প্রকৃতি যে সমস্ত গুণ আছে গুণের মাধ্যমে যে জিনিস সৃষ্টি হয়েছে সে সৃষ্ট জিনিসকে ভোগ করতে এই পুরুষ চেষ্টা করে.
There, the so-called purushas are divided into men and women, but they're both trying to enjoy. The man is trying to, he's called Purush, he's trying to enjoy, but his actual position is Prakriti, he's meant to be enjoyed. Meant to be enjoyed by Krishna. And the woman who's called Prakriti is also trying to be Purush, also trying to enjoy. Everyone is trying to be an enjoyer of the resources of the material
energy.
And where does that lead to?
Karanam
guna sangasya leads to entanglement with the three modes of material nature. Asanga Hiyayam Purusha, the living entity has no real connection with material nature. But when he wants to enjoy material nature, then he associates with material nature. He wants to enjoy something in the mode of it, of goodness, so he becomes associated with that mode. He wants to enjoy something in passion, so he becomes associated. Or ignorance. Just like a man and a woman, they have no relationship, but when they both have some idea of enjoying, then they come together and they become tightly associated with one another. The living entity has nothing to do with material nature, but when he wants to exploit material nature, he becomes tightly connected. Pradhanam guna sangasya and sadasadhyoni pradhanasya. That becomes the cause of his repeated birth and death in different species of life. And while he's busy trying to enjoy and exploit material nature is kicking him in the teeth again and again. In this way, the enjoyer is suffering like a dog. So the fortunate person will recognize that there's actually only one purusha. And that's Krishna. He's Ekali Ishvara Krishna or Sankrit. He's the only supreme controller, and everyone else is meant to be his servant.
Ekali Ishvara Krishna Asavritta. Krishna was the Ekmatra Ishvara Asavritta.
So when he becomes actually enlightened, now we're in ignorance, we're thinking, I'm the controller. We're thinking so many things. My country, my family, my money, my this, my that. Chanasyo Mohoyam Amaniti. But by good fortune, by the grace of Krishna and the bona fide spiritual master, he may come to understand the science of Krishna.
কিন্তু সদগুরু এবং ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের মাধ্যমে আমরা যে কৃষ্ণ তত্ত্ব বিজ্ঞান এটা আমরা উপলব্ধি করতে পারি.
And then he recognizes that the actual Purushottam, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Krishna.
এবং তারপর আমরা উপলব্ধি করতে পারি যে পরম পুরুষোত্তম হচ্ছেন ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ.
And then he knows everything that he has to know.
তার অর্থাৎ তিনি সবকিছু জানতে পারেন.
ইয়মামেবম অসম্বুদ্ধ Janati Purushottamam Sat Sarvadid Padati Mam Sarvapali Naparita. Krishna says, when one is no longer a bewildered fool, asamuta, and he's free from illusion and factually knows that Krishna is Purushottam, then he knows everything.
তাই বলেছে যে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ হচ্ছেন পুরুষোত্তম, এই বিষয়ে উপলব্ধি করতে পারেন, তার অর্থ তিনি সব কিছু জানতে পারছেন.
ভগবান জন্মনামান জ্ঞানবান মহান প্রদত্ত. And because he knows that Krishna is the Purushottam, he surrenders to Krishna.
ভগবান জন্মনামান জ্ঞানবান মহান প্রদত্ত. তিনি যখন এটা উপলব্ধি করতে পারেন যে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ হচ্ছেন সব কিছু, তারপরে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের কাছে নিজেকে শরণার্থী হন.
Sarvavid bhajati maham. Knowledge on its own is not effective. One has to act on knowledge. Suppose if we were to come to know that this building were on fire. And then we'd all sit here knowing the building is on fire. What is that? It means that our knowledge is defective. I know, but I don't. But I don't know. I know, but I don't get it. Real knowledge means action. If this building is in fire, I'm getting out of here. Similarly, to know that Krishna is Purushottam implies action. Krishna is the Purushottam. Now I'm going back to my television and my sense gratification. That's not knowledge.
আমরা জানি যে কৃষ্ণ হচ্ছেন পুরুষোত্তম, এসব জানা সত্ত্বেও আমরা একটি বই দেখতে চাই, ইন্দ্র দেখতে করতে চাই, তাহলে এটা যথার্থ জ্ঞান নয়.
Krishna is the Purushottam, so let me work hard and spend for my family expenses and my family happiness. That's not knowledge.
এবং কৃষ্ণ হচ্ছেন ভগবান পুরুষোত্তম, কিন্তু আমরা আমার পরিবারে কিভাবে দেখাশোনা করতে হবে, পরিবারে কিভাবে সুখী থাকতে থাকতে হবে, এই জ্ঞানটা আমরা আহরণ করি, তাহলে এটা যথার্থ জ্ঞান নয়.
Sarvavid bhajati maham. When I know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then my business is to serve that personality of God.
যখন আমরা জানি যে কৃষ্ণ হচ্ছেন পুরুষোত্তম, আমাদের কর্তব্য যে কিভাবে পুরুষোত্তম ভজনা করতে হবে, যদি এটা আমরা করি তাহলে এটা হচ্ছে যথার্থ জ্ঞান.
So when one actually knows, one does that. And how does he do that? Sarvabhavena partha. Sarvabhava means two things. One, it means in every respect. He renders service to Krishna in every respect.
এবং প্রতি মুহূর্তে যে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের কাছে আমরা কিছু সেবা করা উচিত.
He engages all his senses in the service of the master of the senses.
এবং আমরা প্রত্যেক ইন্দ্রিয়কে সেই ঋষিকেশ তার সেবায় নিযুক্ত করা উচিত.
শ্রবণম কীর্তনম বিষ্ণু স্মরণম পাদ সেবনম অর্চনম বাসনম বন্দনম দাস্যম সাধ্যমাত্র নিবেদন. He does everything. for the service of Krishna.
তার করতে হচ্ছে যে নববিধা ভক্তি শ্রবণ কীর্তন বিষ্ণু স্মরণ এরকম নববিধা ভক্তি সেই নববিধা ভক্তিতে নিজেকে এবং সম্পূর্ণ ইন্দ্রিয়কে নিয়োজন করতেই হবে.
And another meaning of sarva-bhava is with all bhava, with all love and affection for
Krishna.
It's not simply mechanical, it's not simply theoretical. But when he actually understands Lord Jagannath to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he becomes inspired, let me say.
Yes.
Kirtan. What is that? Rajatecha? Sane Rishikesha Tavakirja Tavakirja Rajatecha. The special feature of Purushottam is that Purusha means form, name, qualities, pastimes, everything.
Purushottam, Purusha kata hoche naam, roop, gun, lila.
Not impersonal.
Eta je tar hoche nirakar roop na, tar sakar roop.
Therefore, Lord Jagannath comes in his transcendental form to give all living entities the opportunity to serve
him.
And the devotee develops love that's described in Nectar of Devotion by seeing the form of the Lord, by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord, by meditating on the qualities of the Lord, his deed, his smile, his ornaments, his dress, everything. These are all causes of ecstasy for the devotee. Jagat Prabhishyat, yeah. So he develops love for Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya demonstrated that love to the highest degree. Not only bhav, but mahabhav, the love that can't be seen among the ordinary persons, but only shown extraordinarily. How much he was showing that experiencing love for Krishna is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And especially in Jagannath, of course, in every respect, in his Navadeep pastimes, in his pastimes later in traveling, and in his final pastimes in Jagannath Puri.
এবং এই মহাভাব শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু তিনি জগন্নাথ পুরীতে নবদ্বীপ লীলায় এবং শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু জগন্নাথ অনেক লীলায় এই মহাভাব প্রদর্শন করেছেন.
Yes, he was showing love for Krishna and distributing love for Krishna.
তখন তিনি যে কেবল এই ভাব প্রদর্শন করেছেন তা নয়, এই ভাবকে তিনি অচিরেই বিতরণ করেছেন.
কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে.
কৃষ্ণ প্রেম প্রদায়তে.
So we're receiving or we're becoming connected with Lord Jagannath through the Parampara system. Out of love for Lord Jagannath, Srila Prabhupada established this Rath Yatra festival all over the world. And installed the deity of Lord Jagannath all over the world. And developed within the forgetful living entities this understanding that Krishna is the Jagannath and we're all the servants of Lord
Jagannath.
By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. যখন আমরা একত্রিত ভাবে ভগবান দিব্য পবিত্র নাম হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ
কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে
কীর্তন করব
স্থানে ঋষিকেশ তদ্ভাবপ্রতিজ্ঞা জগত প্রবিষ্যত জনরাজ্যতে by hearing the holy name of the Lord, the whole world becomes exceedingly joyful. And the business of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is to spread this joy and love for Krishna all over the world. Starting from here. And Lord Jagannath is also not only the Lord of the universe, but he lives in the heart of every living being. And therefore he's called Jananivas. So we'll now hear from Jananivas.
It marks the day when winter season is coming in Jagannath Puri. So they're offering some warmer cloth, some heavier clothing for the Lord for the during the winter season. So it's turned out to be a very wonderful pastime there in Puri with Pondari with the Nidhi Mahasai. Oh, sorry.
আজ আমরা শ্রী জগন্নাথের পরমষষ্ঠী উৎসব উদযাপিত হচ্ছে এই শীতকালীন সময় জগন্নাথ পুরীতে শ্রী জগন্নাথ ভগবানকে গ্রীষ্মকালীন বস্ত্র তাকে উপহার দেওয়া হয়, সেটা আমরা পাঠ করি।
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is a story recorded in the Chaitanya Bhagavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was sometimes calling, Pundarik, Pundarik, Father, my Father.
Kohan Kohan Chaitanya Bhagavata bola hai chai, jai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pundarik ke, tabo bulten ke, Pundarik, Pundarik ke mar baba, amar baba.
But no one could understand who he was talking about. They said, it must be Pundarikaksha, Krishna's name is Pundarikaksha, it must be he's calling the name of Krishna. So they were inquiring from Mahaprabhu, who is this Pundarik you are calling out? You're crying tears, and, but we don't know who Pundarik is. He said, no, he is coming very soon. He will be here very soon.
তখন চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু বললেন কি আর কিছু সময় পর এই পুণ্ডরীক এখানে বিদ্যমান হবেন।
And then you will be able to see the greatness of this devotee.
তাহলে যেই ভক্তরা তার মহানতা কি এই মহানতার বিষয়ে আপনি এখানে বুঝতে পারবেন।
He said, Pundarik is so such a devotee, he will not go to the Ganga in the daytime. He said, seeing the behavior of the people on the side of the Ganga, they brush their teeth in the Ganga, they comb their hair in the Ganga, put oil on their bodies, what to speak of all the other things they are doing on the bank of the Ganga. So he wouldn't go, at night time he would go to offer his respects to Ganga Devi and just sprinkle some water on his head for purification. And before he does his worship in the morning, he will always drink Ganga water. This is to show, simply to show the scholars the real meaning of religion. Because there is an injunction in the Shastra that one should not eat anything or drink anything before his worship.
শাস্ত্রে বলা হয়েছে যে যখন আমরা পূজা উপাসনা করি তার পূর্বে কিছু খাওয়া উচিত নয় এমনকি জল গ্রহণ করা উচিত
নয়। Magnify the glories of Ganga Devi, great Vaishnavi. He would drink a glass of water for his purification before he actually worshipped his deities.
কিন্তু যে গঙ্গা দেবীর গুণগান করার উদ্দেশ্যে তিনি কি করতেন, প্রতিদিন পূজা করার আগে এক গ্লাস গঙ্গা জল পান করতেন।
The Mahaprabhu said he behaves like a worldly man. Nobody can actually understand who he is. He looks like a big sense enjoyer.
But
when he comes here, I will introduce you to him. The Pundarik Mahasai was from Chittagong, Pundarik Dham. We have now in present Bangladesh. We have a place there actually. ISKCON has a temple there, the Samadhi of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Dham. It's in Chittagong, I believe. Chittagong. Chattigram. It's known as Chittagong.
Pundarik Mahasaya, Bangladesh, Chattagram. Chattagram.
So Pundarika was also a great scholar, and at that time all the great scholars, they would have one tol, or a place in Nadabhi. This was the center of seat of learning in India at that time, Nadabhi. So all the pandas and great scholars would have a tol, or a little school here, or a house here, where they would teach. So Pundarika also had a little tal here that he would sometimes come, but nobody knew him because they thought he was a big sense enjoyer, he looked like a prince. Anyway, he arrived here and no one knew him except Mukunda. Mukunda Datta also used to live in Chittagong before he came to Namati, and he knew. He knew who Pundarika was. And he said to Gadadhar Pandit, there's a very, very nice Vaishnav here. I want to take you to see him. And all I ask in return for this great favor is that you always consider me your servant. So Gadadhar was very happy and pleased to see a great Vaishnava. So Mukunda Datta took him to the house of Pundarika and he introduced him. This is the son of Madhav Mishra. He's a very nice Brahmana, very detached from early life. He's a great devotee of Krishna. And Pundarika said, oh, I'm such a fortunate day, I'm able to see such a personality. Just by seeing his dimana, I can understand that he is a great devotee. So they're having a very pleasant exchange in the meeting. But then Gadadhar Pandit began to consider that after examining the Pundarika and the situation, he thought he looks like a big sense enjoyer to me. He was sitting on a beautiful bedstead with sheets and canopies over it. He had servants with peacock fans, each side fanning him. He had beautiful long hair that was, it was very black and oily, and it was so fragrant. It was amalaki oil, he used to put on there, that he could smell it even from a long distance. A very beautiful perfume scent was coming. And the whole place was set up for so much sense enjoyment. There was a swing in the next room there where you could lay down and be swung. There's all kinds of brass caskets with pan, tambalam, and spittoons, and Pundarika was looking in the mirror at his face. It was very, very beautiful. Just like Cupid. And seeing his lips so red from chewing the pan, he was smiling at his own reflection and looking in the mirror. And Gandharva Pandit said, "Why? I felt great admiration when Mukunda told me about this personality, but now I'm seeing, I got a lot of doubts here." And Mukunda Das, he detected how what Gadadhar's mentality, that he's not seeing properly, he's not seeing the exalted character of Pundarik. He's actually making some offenses in his mind. So then Mukunda Das, to rectify the situation, began to sing a song from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was from the 10th canto, and it was the song of how Putana, she came to see Krishna, and she had put poison on her breast to kill him, but still Krishna accepted her as his mother, and he gave her a position of a nurse in the spiritual world. Just on hearing this verse from Mukunda, then Pundarik began to explain. Krishna, 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 you come to give your mercy to everyone. You give to an evil witch, but you don't give to me. You're giving everyone your mercy. You treat me like a stone, like wood. I'm supposed to be your servant, but you're neglecting me. And then he just went into a complete ecstasy, uncontrollable ecstasy.
Say more.
And then he just went, lost his sanity. He went insane and he was kicking his legs and he was throwing his arms and everything became ruined. His cloth was torn in two, his beautiful cloth, his hair was all laying in the mud and the dust, and torrents of tears were coming from his eyes, and he was kicking his legs and all the pots were broken and the pan and the betel nuts and everything was thrown all over the place. He destroyed the place. He had many servants. They were trying to hold him down because he was hurting himself. But nobody could hold him. All the men that came, nobody could hold Pundarik. And after, then suddenly he just went completely internal and lost all external. There was not even a sign of breathing on his body. And after a few hours he became external again. He was completely calm and composed as if nothing had happened. So later, Then actually Pundarika, he came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees. And so before he could pay his obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pundarik fainted on the floor, became unconscious. And Mahaprabhu began to call out, "Father, Pundarik, Pundarik, Father, you have come." And then all the devotees that now they understood who was this Pundarika. Now he came, Mahaprabhu was revealing him. Mahaprabhu picked up Pundarika on his lap and he held his head to his heart. For 3 hours they remained like this, you know, almost unconscious state. We must always also understand the identity of Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Krishna Lila. He is Maharaj Vishwabhanu, the father of Srimati Radharani. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. So therefore actually he is the father of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to call out, "Father, Father, Pundarik." And because Gadadhar said, "I made an offense to Pundarik, I think the only way I can counteract that if I take initiation from him." So Mukunda made the request to Pundarik, and Pundarik said, "I'm very happy to accept such a person as Gadadhar as my disciple." So again, father is the first guru, so Gadadhar Pandit is also Srimati Radharani. And so Pundarik, again, is her father, so that she was initiated. So like father is the first guru. So because he is the father of Gadadhar Pandit or Radharani, and also in village relationships, Krishna was like the son to Maharaj Vrishabhanu. They should think that Krishna was there. They were in Vatsala Ras. So this we can understand why Pundarik went into such ecstasy when he heard of this pastime of Krishna and Putana, because it was in Vatsala Ras. He was offering his breast milk. So that's his eternal relationship as the father of Radharani in Gadadhar Pandit and Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna. So, at the time when Pundarik came to see Mahaprabhu, then Sri Damodar Gosai was there also. And he also knew, because he was also from Chittagong, so he knew actually who Pundarik was. They were great friends. So when they met, they were trying to get the dust of each other's feet. and they were fighting like anything, but nobody could win. They were both very strong, and they were both determined to take the other's dust. So there was a great scuffle was going. Mappa was very happy to see it. He was laughing at the scene. How they were trying to take the dust to each other's feet. So they were very, very great friends. They were both of equal level in Krishna consciousness, their spiritual understanding. So Mahaprabhu, he asked Pundarik to stay near where he was staying at Jameshwara.
Mahaprabhu Pundarik bolte Jameshwara.
So Pundarik and Shri Damodar, they lived in a close. So every day they would go together. They were great friends. They would go and see Jagannath together. They would go and see Lord Chaitanya every day. So then it was announced that the day will be the Arun Shasti when Lord Jagannath is offering his new clothing, so everybody went to see Lord Jagannath. So there was a big festival going on there. Many types of drums were being beaten. And then Lord Chaitanya and all the devotees arrived there to observe this wonderful pastime. So there is a description of the cloth that Lord Jagannath was wearing. It was fine silken cloth. With various colors, white, yellow, blue. And was embroidered with gold and pearls. And all different kinds of flower ornaments were on his body. And he was worshipped with all the different upacharas of worshipping the Lord. So after seeing this festival, Mahaprabhu and his associates all left for their abodes. So as Swarup Damodar and Pundarik Vidyanidhi were walking home, they were having some friendly discussions. So Pundarik said, I have some doubts here. Why are they dressing Jagannath in this starched cloth? It's new cloth and it's starched, it's stiff. And according to the Vedic injunctions, it's not pure, it should be washed first. So why are they having this festival and offering starched cloth to Jagannath? They have knowledge here in Puri of the scriptures, so why are they not following the scriptural injunctions? So Swarup Damodar said, it's not a big thing, it's just a local custom, they've been doing it for years. Don't make a big thing out of it, don't worry about it.
তখন সৌরভদামে বললেন যে এটা একটা বড় কিছু নয় যে এটা হচ্ছে স্থানীয় এরকম উৎসব হতে থাকে এবং পাণ্ডারা এরকম ভগবান জগন্নাথ থেকে বস্ত্র পরিধান করতে থাকেন।
Just because someone is conversant with all the rules and regulations, it doesn't mean they're applied in all times and all circumstances. This festival of Lord Jagannath has been observed for a very, very long time. And if Lord Jagannath didn't want it, why the king is allowing the festival to go on? He would have stopped it. Jagannath said that that's all right. He said the Lord is completely independent, he's supreme. He can do whatever he pleases. But why did the devotees of the Lord think they can do as they like? They're putting the sarj cloth on. The pujari offers the puja, the one who dresses the deity, the superintendent of the temple, and the people who carry the cloth. How is it they're all handling this cloth, which is impure? So Lord Jagannath, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is possible for him, but does that mean his devotees can also act like they're also the Supreme Personality of Godhead? They can become independent. They should be conscientious of their duty. They're servants of Jagannath, so why are they not serving according to the rules? And all these king's ministers, they must be really dull-headed to allow this to go on. And I suppose that king also, he's wearing a starch. So, he was joking, because the king does wear that. The king wears a turban and he always has that starch. So he was even, they were joking, he was criticizing the king also. He's probably also wearing the starch cloth. So Shukdama said, my dear brother, listen, there's no fault in this observance, this festival. Jagannath is the Supreme Lord. He's under no obligation to consider what are the rules and regulations of Scripture. Vidyanidhi said that that's not my point. I accept Lord Jagannath in every way. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the Absolute Being. And there's no fault in whatever he does, even if he does disregard some rules and regulations. But of all the other servants here, they're all situated on the Absolute platform. They all become like Jagannath. So like this they were walking home and laughing and enjoying this conversation regarding Jagannath's clothing. So actually, Krishna knows everything, and it was Krishna who causes thinking of Pundarik, which seemed like a critical. It was Krishna's, by Krishna's intervention, that he planned this to happen. Jagannath Swami ki. So, how Krishna rectified this situation is a very astonishing event. So, Pundarik and Sridhamda went to their respective homes to do their service to Krishna, and then finally they took rest in the evening. And Lord Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, who knows everything, assumed the form of Lord Jagannath, and he went to Pundarik in the land of dreams. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he saw Jagannath and Balaram in a very triumphant mood, heroic. They were marching towards him like this. And Jagannath was in a very, very angry mood. And they immediately caught hold of Pundarika and they started to slap his face again and again with their hands. They were slapping him so hard that all the cheeks of Vidyanidhi became puffed up, and also Jagannath and Balaram's fingers became swollen because of the constant slapping. And Vidyanidhi was saying, "Krishna, Krishna, please save me, please save me." He fell at the feet of Jagannath. "What offense have I committed, my lord? What did I do wrong?" And Jagannath said, "There is no limit to your offenses. Neither I nor my servants are designated by any particular caste or any kind of creed. These are meant for other people. Other people follow the caste and creed, but I am beyond caste and creed. My devotees are also beyond caste and creed." "We are not subject to the rules and regulations. Why do you keep making this point that we are going against Shastric injunctions? Why are you saying all these things?" "You're trying to disgrace my servants. I'm trying to attach some caste to them. I have no caste. My devotees have no caste. And you are seeing my servants as being fallen from the path of the rules of Shastra. If you think that, then why are you staying here where people have lost their caste? You keep your caste and you go back to your own country. If you want to save your face, you better go back to your home place." "This is the way I've ordained my festival to take place. I've made arrangements for this festival to take place, and you say it's not right what I'm doing?
আমি এই যে উৎসবটা চাইছিলাম কিন্তু আপনি বলছেন যে এই উৎসবটা ঠিক হচ্ছে না.
You're saying it's against the scriptures.
আপনি বলছেন যে উৎসবটা হচ্ছে শাস্ত্রের বিরুদ্ধে.
I speak the scriptures, I make the scriptures, and you're saying I'm doing something against the scriptures.
এই যে শাস্ত্র নিয়ন্ত্রণকর্তা হচ্ছে আমি এবং আপনি বলছেন যে আপনি যেসব কাজ হচ্ছে এসব শাস্ত্র বিরুদ্ধে.
You say that I'm the absolute being, but then you criticize my servants and you find fault in them.
আপনি আমাকে বলছেন কি আমরা হচ্ছে পরম সত্য পরম পুরুষ ভগবান, কিন্তু আমার ভক্ত যে তিনি যে শাস্ত্র নীতি নিয়ম অনুসরণ করছেন না তাই তার দোষারোপ করছেন.
Pundarik is very, very fearful. And he began to cry and held his head to the lotus feet of Lord Jagannath.
এবং তারপর তিনি পুজো ক্রন্দন করলেন. তারপরে এসে জগন্নাথের যে শ্রী পাদ পদ্ম তাকে ধরে পুজোর ক্রন্দন করলেন.
Please forgive this sinner.
তারপরে বললেন এই যে মহাপাপী মহাপাপকে দয়া করে আমাকে মুক্ত করেন এবং অপরাধ থেকে ক্ষমা করেন.
I am a great sinner, Lord Jagannath, but you have so properly punished me.
হে জগন্নাথ, আমি হচ্ছে মহাপাপী, আপনি আমাকে যে রকম দণ্ড চান দণ্ড আমাকে দেন.
But the mouth that spoke some words of criticism to your devotees and which laughed at your devotees, now you're giving you a good punishment. My mouth is swollen, my lips are swollen. Today is most auspicious day for me because you've made me a very fortunate person by slapping my face with your lotus hands. And Jagannath replied, because I consider you as my very dear devotee, I've shown you this very special favor. Just to show Pundarika a special favor, Lord Krishna and Balaram personally came in his dream. And seeing this dream, then Vidyanidhi woke up, felt all of his face was swollen. And still it was stinging, smarting like anything. And he said, this is very, very wonderful. The Lord has very kindly rectified my sinful activity. So, just see the exalted position of Sri Vidyanidhi. Krishna never even beat his own sons like Pradyumna. And seated there in Rukmini Shatyabhama, not to speak even the Lord's near and dear ones, he has shown such favor. So it's seen many times that Krishna chastises, but never we've seen before, like in a dream, he is chastising. So in the morning, Sri Damodar Maharaj came and he said, "Look, Pundarik, every day we go to see Jagannath, we go to, and you're still lying in bed. Why are you not up this morning? Something is wrong." So Vidyanidhi came in and said, "My God, what's happened to your face? It's all red and swollen and there's marks on it. What happened to you?" And Pundarik Mahasaya told him what happened. He was laughing.
Pundarik,
রাত্রে যা হয়েছিল স্বপ্নে সেই সব বৃত্তান্ত স্বরূপ দামোদরকে বর্ণনা করলেন এবং এই বৃত্তান্ত শ্রবণ করে স্বরূপ দামোদর হাসতে লাগলেন।
All my doubts have been destroyed. All my criticism has been made correct now. And now I know Lord Jagannath, he can, he's the independent Lord. He can wear starched cloth, there is no problem for him. And look, this is the result of my offenses, you see. Very swollen. And yes, I could even see the ringing impressions of Jagannath. You can see the finger marks and the ringing. Krishna Balaram had many rings on, I just slapped in his face. I can see the impressions of the fingers and the rings on your face. He said, yes, they beat me severely for 1 hour. They didn't let up, continuously beating me. And they were saying, now do you have anything more to say about our starch cloth? And they kept beating. So I don't think I'll go out today. I'll wait until the swelling goes down and I'll, then I may be able to go out. So this is Krishna's mercy. He said if something can happen to someone, they can see a reaction, then the atheists and the Muslims, they will criticize, you know, see what happens to the devotee. But when he comes in a dream like this, nobody can criticize him. They can have this, Jagannath can perform his activity of punishing, but no one will know because it happened in a dream. So this is a very merciful act of Lord Jagannath that he's giving me this punishment, and then no one will be able to criticize or make fun of the devotees. So this is the pastime that we are celebrating today. We're offering these starch clothing to Lord Jagannath. I'm remembering his past wonderful pastimes. So, I just finished with one short pastime of our Lord Jagannath here. And one of our devotee children came up here and saw Jagannath and Balaram. They were in the old temple there, the Lord. Under that banyan tree, Jagannath used to be there. And it was a very lonely place. So this devotee's son, he's quite a naughty boy. So he came to see the deities, and no one was here. And Subhadra Devi had a nice brooch on her cloth. And he said, I would like to take that locket. And no one is here. So he very carefully went inside the temple to take that locket. And then Balaram went. And he rolled out the temple. He went running to his mother who was in his house. She said, "What's happened? What's happened?" He said, "Balaram slapped my face." No, no, you must be imagining it. It must be imagination. Saganath Swami ki. Shasti Mahavsad ki. Amadeta Bhaktivind ki. I go Premanandi.
খুলে দিন সবগুলো খুলে দিন, ক্যারেক্টার রেখেছেন।